What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers. Y'all some thrivers too. There's thrivers out there of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about boundaries, y'all. Setting boundaries with a narcissist or a toxic person. Yes. So I'm reading the book Out of the Fog by Dana Morningstar. And FOG is an acronym. It stands for Fear, Obligation, and Guilt. It's on Amazon. Great book so far. I will be finishing it this week. But she talks about boundaries and setting boundaries with narcissists and toxic people and what keeps you in toxic relationships and all the other jazz. Let's dig into the boundaries real quick, y'all. So a lot of people think that narcissists only end up with weak people. They just like, you know, people just like, you have weak, you only, narcissists only go for weak men, weak women, and the person that he left me for is a weak person, blah, 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 blah. I get it, I understand it, but narcissists don't always go for weak people, y'all. Narcissists go for strong, they go for strong, independent looking people. Me, I love a strong, independent woman, y'all. That's just me. You know what I mean? That's just my thing. I like strong, independent women. I know people will say, Lee, because you want to break them down. It's not breaking them down. It's not the goal. It's just getting them is the goal. Like, I want a strong, independent woman. I do. Some people are just like, yeah, you get the red pill movement out here. Like, Lee Hammack, you just admitted that you're a beta. No real alpha male wants a strong, independent woman that don't need him. You just turn in your alpha card and your testicles. And leave them in the drawer. If the alpha company is closed, leave your testicles and your alpha card in the drop box, and we'll receive them tomorrow. Thank you. Have a very beta day. just stuff like that. So, but yeah, I like strong women. I just do. And a lot of narcissistic people like strong people. They like successful people. They do. You see rich, famous people. Look at the last interview I just did on my YouTube channel with Nikki Giavassas. Beautiful, rich, powerful woman ends up with narcissists. They go for strong, beautiful, rich, powerful women. No, they just do. And men. They do. I'm just telling you. That's how it goes. But what happens in these situations is the strong, independent people, they end up with narcissists. And they don't set boundaries for other people. They set boundaries for themselves, which help them achieve what they've achieved in life. Dana says people have a higher standard for themselves, but not for others. You have a higher standard for yourself where you won't allow yourself, like, you'll be in super shape. You won't allow yourself to eat this. You won't let you go to the gym 3, 4, 5 times a week. You do this. You set these boundaries and these goals for yourself and you hit them. But you don't expect the same thing with other people in your life. You allow people in your life who don't meet your set same standard. So you're not setting boundaries in the beginning. It's things that should be like, you have to have deal breakers. What are your deal breakers? When you set boundaries, boundaries have to have a deal breaker. She said, this is your boundaries. She said boundaries equals deal breakers, deal makers and deal breakers. Deal makers are super important because you want people to align with you. Deal breakers should to be just that. Have deal breakers. Write down your deal breakers. What are your deal breakers in a relationship, y'all? What are they? I feel like you have to know what your deal breakers are. What will break this deal of this relationship dynamic that we have going on? What will break the deal here? What is it? I feel like you have to know that. What is cheating a deal breaker? Is putting their hands on you a deal breaker? Is disrespecting you, calling you out of your name? Is that a deal breaker? Is being cheap and horrible a deal breaker? What are your deal breakers? I don't know what your deal breakers are, but your deal breakers are boundaries. And boundaries are not for the other person. I feel like so many people are like, how do we set a boundary on the narcissist? You're setting the boundary for yourself. If they violate said boundary, then you have to take action. What are your boundaries like? You know what I mean? What are your boundaries like? What are they like? You know what I mean? What are your boundaries? What are your deal breakers? Is cheating a deal breaker? Because if they commit a deal breaker early on in a relationship, it has to break the deal. You can't forgive them. It's not a deal breaker then. It's just a speed bump. Like this is what Ben Taylor says. If you don't enforce your boundaries, they're not boundaries. They're not walls. They're speed bumps. You're just slowing them down. And some people don't, you know, some people like to jump on speed bumps. They go fast. The speed bump becomes a ramp. Set your boundaries, y'all. Deal breakers need to be deal breakers. They need to break the deal. Whatever deal you have going on, it needs to break it. It needs to absolutely break the deal, y'all. Sorry, I see you doing a, I have a caffeine pill. It's horrible. Oh, that's horrible. But I'm ready to go. So what are your deal breakers? She said, number one, setting the boundary. Number one, on setting how to set boundaries. Deciding how you expect to be treated. How do you expect to be treated? How? What are you expecting from this person? How you expect? What's your expectation of this person? How they're supposed to treat you? If they violate those expectations, there's a violation of said boundary. Enforce your whatever holding them accountable is. Well, if access to you is accountability, shut off the access. They violated your boundary. Number two says, asserting yourself if someone crosses said boundary. Asserting, if somebody crosses the boundary, the cheating, it's easy to talk about cheating. If lying is a boundary violation, if lying is a boundary that you have set for, you don't want to be lied to. Lying is an expectation that you have, right? I don't be lied to. You find out that they're lying about something at home. Guess what you need to do next? You just found out that they're lying to you at home, right? So guess what the next step you need to do is? Enforce your boundaries. Assert yourself if they violate the boundary. What does that look like? Do they get a second chance, third chance, 15th chance? Are they a pathological liar? What are you going to do now? What do you do next? You have to find a way to assert your boundary. And it's hard to set boundaries later on in a relationship than it is to set them in the beginning. Because the boundaries in the beginning can help you from getting to the point where you have to set them in the end or the middle or something like that. Number three, she said, taking action if they push the boundaries. Yes. What are you going to do? You violated my boundary. What are you going to do? What action are you going to take? Are you going to leave this person? Are you going to forgive this person? Are you going to hold them accountable by cutting off access? Are you going to go no contact? Are you going to go no response? What are you going to do? What does it look like, y'all? You have to learn how to enforce these boundaries. You know. And four, continually checking in with yourself. How do you feel? Boundaries, your boundaries can change over time, y'all. They can absolutely, you can change and enforce, instill more boundaries. As you grow, it's like I said, as you grow, your goals change, your life goals change. So your boundaries might change as well. But you still have to learn how to enforce them and take action and do all the other stuff. Expectations, enforcement, action. What are you going to do? Assert expectations. Decide how you look and set your deal breakers. What are your deal breakers going to be like, y'all? Sometimes the boundary is just saying the word no. So many people are scared to say no because, like, what if I say no, what if they don't want to be with me anymore? That's the damn point. That fear right there, if they say no, then they don't want to. What if they leave me by myself? That's the point, y'all. If you're afraid to say no, buckle up and for a bumpy ass ride of life. You're going to get taken advantage of. You're going to get used, abused, and treated like crap your entire life because you have the inability to say no. And this is not me picking on you. This is me being real with you. Because narcissistic people, they don't look at you like chum. You'll be like chum in the water for a shark. You're chum. You don't say no? Oh, good. Give me her. She can't say no. I want her. She doesn't know how to say no. Give me her. Hey, you. Hey, beautiful. Come here. Hey, how you doing? I'm Lee. I heard you don't like to say the word no. I have a problem with it, but you know, I love you. Do you love me? You can't say no, remember? Yes. You know, I don't even know your last name. That doesn't matter. You say yes. You love me, and I love you. See how stupid that sounds? I get into character, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry. You know what I mean? So this is the mindset, y'all, that we're doing right now. I think a lot of people need to understand that, like, set your boundaries, stick to them, and enforce them. And go read that book, you know, Out of the Fog by Dana Morningstar. I think it'll help a lot of people with boundaries and things like that. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.